Gemara yesterday on Kof Ches on the base, where the Gemara had two versions of Rav Yosef. The first version starts right after the Mishnah, Om Rav Yosef, Rosh Hashanah Bezim Shal Yisrael. And the second version starts on the very last line on the base, Ika Diyami Om Rav Yosef, just the reverse, Rosh Hashanah Bezim Shal Ovdi Kachol. So what was the Shaila? The Bezim Shal Yisrael, there was a practice that when a person was Nigma Dino Lemiso, and the halacha requires, learned that from a pasuk, that you don't give the einish misa, the techo ear has to be michutz lo ear, has to be michutz lo shalosh machmas. So they would have to march the person, the one who's chayiv, skilas, reif, erikanik, whatever, they had to march him michutz lo ear. As they're marching him michutz lo ear, Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Digmar Din, Sanhedrin daf mem beis on the beis, that they used to have a whole system with flags and with a horse to run in the event that somebody in the Bezdin would change their minds and say, Yeshli l'lamed alav schus, I have an idea that maybe he's potter, we should all reconsider, so they would stop the whole procedure, and they would call the fellow back, and they wouldn't give him the death penalty till they would argue out the new tzadzachus. So the question is, how often did that happen? On the books, there is such a din. They always had the horse with the flags, with the whole system. How often did it happen that they really called them back? Did it happen so often that it's a roiv garua? Whenever Bezdin makes a Gmar Din Lemisa, so they're not going to take any sheikhat. The Jewish Bezdin is not going to take sheikhat. So it's biadua, bivadua. So he's going to be dead within an hour or two. They're going to give him the death penalty. He's going to die. So is it so? They always had this procedure with the horse with the flags. How often did it talk? Did it ever happen? Did it happen often? Did it happen infrequently? So these are the two Lashonis of the Gemara. The fact that they had such a system, does that make it into a Roiv Garua or not? So the Top Tesis says, on the top of Chav Tesim and Aleph, according to the second version, even though they certainly had such a system, but it really ever happened? That's what they say. The Afa Gav the Amam B'Sanhedrin said, everybody agrees to that. Hoya Echad Rechav Alasus, V'Suda B'Yodo, etc. Yeah, Mekom Kom Lashchech, and how did it ever happen? How did it ever happen that somebody was Malamed Tzchus? The Bezin was sitting forever, and there were anyone who had an idea to be Malamed Tzchus, they brought it up. So how did it ever happen that it was brought up later? The first version of the Gemara was not so. That it was a common practice, and therefore the Roiv, that the fellow is going to be dead within 2 hours, is a Roiv Garua. Since a Roiv Garua, so you say Ruba V'Chazak Ashkulim. Instead of saying Ruba V'Chazak Ruba Adif, it's a Roiv Garua, so you say that it's Shkulim. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. If that's true, that there is always such a consideration, that the Bezim Shal Yisrael, it's only a Roiv Garua, it's not a Roiv Bari. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha Meisve. They ask Akasha, there's a Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Makkos, Kom Mokum Shiyamdu Shnai Miyomru. What's the din? Normally, two witnesses testified that a man was Mechal Shabbos with Hasra, he was Oved Avodah Zarah with Hasra, Bolei Shishish with Hasra, whatever. Here, they don't say that they saw him do an Avera. Here, they say, we were there when the Bezdin made a Gmar Din Lemisa on this person. So there's nothing to discuss. So the Mishnah says, if two witnesses say, Nigmadina Bebezin Shaltlan, you say you give them the death penalty. So the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha, how come Tiharez Yehoreg? Maybe, even though it's Nigmadina Lemisa, maybe Chozol Eschusa afterwards. Maybe they thought of Eschus. And according to the first Losh and according to the Lishna Kama and the Gemara thought that weakens the Roiv, that it's only a Roiv Garua. So therefore what? So it's Ruba V'Chazaka will be Shkulim. So what's exactly the Kasha? So why is it a Kasha called Mokaim? Areze Yehore, Rashi says, Alma Lay Armina Shem Matzalo, Schus Achre Kain, Shmamina Lay Shchicha, Vloy Mesaf Kinan Behochi. But everybody agrees that it is a Roiv. It is a Roiv. The only shad is a Roiv Garua. The old machlekes in the Gemara, is it a Roiv Garua, is it Ruba V'Chazaka Ashkulim, or is it Roiv Bari, is it Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif? But it still is a Roiv. So what did the Gemara think that was a Kasha? it's only a roiv garua that this happened a lot of times. So how can you give the death penalty if kamachim sheam d'shnam yaidu that plenty is chayit misa? Maybe there's a possibility that that someone came up with a schus. What kind of a kasha is that? You don't give einish misa based on a roiv. So there is a tosfos in the beginning of Sanhedrin. The pasuk in Chumash that says Acharav Lahatois is in the context of Dinei Nefoshes. You see, Acharav Lerois means that you can't give the death penalty based on a simple roiv. If you have a bezin of 23, a Sanhedrin of 23, and it's a split vote, it's 12 to 11. So if 12 say Chayiv and 11 say Pater, so it's only a slim roiv just based on roiv. So roiv of Echad, you can't give Einish Misa. See, Achari Rabim Leroyz. Leroyz means Lechayiv Misa. You can't give an Einish Misa based on a simple roiv. And then it says Acharam Lahatas. You have to have a superior roiv. You have to have a roiv of Shnayim. So you have to have, it's a split vote. It's going to be 13 to 10. So you're going to have a roiv of Shloishot. Because the Mishnah discusses how is it ever possible to have a roiv of Shnayim? Because the Sanhedrin has to have an odd number of Dayanim. So you can have 12 to 11, but that's a roiv of Echad. So Lechayiv is not Chayiv Misa. Can have a roiv of 13 to 10. How can you have a roiv of Echad? The Mishnah gives you a funny case, an exceptional case. So the Gemara says that original pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says if you have a split vote, you go past the roiv, happens to be speaking about Dina Nefoshes. What's the story of Dina Mominus? Maybe in Dina Mominus you need a unanimous vote, that all the three Dayarim have to say the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be. It's the Chakal V'chaymer. If you go past the roiv in Dina Nefoshes, you certainly go past the roiv. That's how the Gemara says. So Taisi says, wait a minute, why is that a Kal V'chaymer? The Gemara has a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. We pask in Ein Holchem Amamen Achar HaRoiv. Perek HaMechas HaPeres in Bava Pastra. In many places in Bava Kama, we pask in the first Gemara in HaMiniach. Ein Holchem Amamen Achar HaRoiv. You can't be Motzi Mamen from a Muchzot based on a Roiv. What's the story do you give? Do you administer Mises Bezdin based on a Roiv or not? So the Gemara has a whole sugya in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Beis that yes, that if an Eishes Ish is Insa, and she's not yet 20 years old, and she doesn't have Shtei Saris, and we don't know if she's an islander or not, so the Gemara says, you give Einish Misa. Maybe she's an islander. So the Gemara says, you see, that you do go Basarai Vedin in the Foshes. The Gemara has a few cases like that. Al Samach Beis and Al that you go Basarai Vedin in the Foshes. So Tosfos has the Kasha in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and Gimel on the base. Tosfos di Ramasla di Mamanas Lo Koshkin. This is a famous Tosfos. Even people who don't know Sanhedrin know this because the Shev Shmaitzer quotes it. He has a whole discussion about this Tosfos. So Tosfos asks, if you say whenever, if you say the roiv is good in the Foshes, that it's good for Mamanas, a roiv is good to give din in the Foshes, roiv is good to be mevar the facts of the case and give in the Foshes. So let roiv be good to be mevar the facts of the case and din in Mamanas. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin answers, Tosfos in Bava Kama gives a different answer. Tosfos in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach, the Gemara quotes that Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and we pask and Ein Holchem Amamen Achar HaRoiv, we're not going to see Amamen based on a roiv. So Tosfos there gives an answer that only a moment is a concept of Muchzot. So you can't be Moitzi Amamen Meyara Muchzot based on a roiv. And in Foshes there is no Muchzot. What the guy's Muchzot means, possession is 9/10 of the law. So muksak means I'm muksak on my property. You're not muksak on your life. There is no such concept muksak on your life. Muksak on property is a zeris haktasu. The Gemara Bava Kama learns it from a pasuk. Libal bram yigash alein yagish ray alein. There's a concept. There's a zeris haktasu. There's a concept of muksakus. So that's what Tosfos answers in Bava Kama. That roiv is good indeed in the foshes because there's no issue of kineged on muksak. And mamanus the roiv is no good lahotzi miyara muksak. Roiv is good by hashavas aveda because nobody's muksak. And is no good. Here, the Tosfos does not answer like that. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer points out. The Tosfos, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Gimel Amud Beis, gives a different answer. Tzrichon Leimar, that there are different degrees of roiv. If you have a roiv bari, then it would be good in Dina Mominus also. Just like it's good by Dina Mominus, it would be good in Dina Mominus. If you have a roiv garua, just like it's no good by Dina Mominus, it's no good by Dina Nefoshes either. There is no difference between Mominus and Nefoshes. A Roiv Bari is good by both, and a Roiv Garua is not good by either. So according to that Tosfos, we understand the Gemara's Kasha over here. The Gemara asked the kasha, according to the first version of Rav Yosef, Lo shanu ala bebezin shal Yisrael, then we say, after the Hayotze v'harig, is nasim malot chumechai mechumim meisim. Why is chumechai mechumim meisim? After 2 hours, is vaday dead? Chazok on the bezin, that they're going to give him the death penalty. They're not going to take any bribes. So why is it a suffix? Should be a vaday that is dead. Mor says no, because it's only a roiv garua, because it was a very frequent. How often was it that they had a case of dinah nefashis? Once every 50 years they gave einish misa, 70 years, whatever. It was very rare. And whatever it came up that the bez made a gemar din lemisa, so it's very common that someone would wake up the last minute after they're ready going. That's how the Gemara is assuming that. That was a roiv garua. That was a roiv garua. The second version hell is not true. It's a roiv bari. And the Tosfos says on the top of it was a lo shchicha. They always had the horse ready, but it was lo shchicha that anyone brought up a new idea l'schus after they already marching the guy to the einish misa. But according to the first loshon in the Gemara, it was a roiv garua because once every 70 years, when it was nigma dina l'misa, it was very common that somebody would wake up later on. So apparently, this is the Gemara's kasha. So according to the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, we do understand the kasha. How can you tell me that that's a roiv garua? That's a roiv garua. That the roiv is the bezin was going medina lemisa, so he's going to be dead within 2 hours. How long does it take to march him to the place michutz la'ir and to give him the anish misa? 2-3 hours finished. He's going to be vaday dead. Gemara says no, it's a roiv garua. If it's a roiv garua, because there is a likelihood. A strong likelihood that somebody was Malamed Schus. How come the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Makis that Komok Mishyam Dishnabio Idush Ploini Digmadina Bezan Shal Ploini Hareze Yehoreg? Figmar, why? But it's only a Roiv Garua. There's a strong miut that the Bezan came up with a new Ein Fahle Schus after they marched, after the Gemar did. So since there's such a strong miut, it's a miut Hamotze Miyot, so how can you give an Einish Misa? According to the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, we understand the kasha. So what's the teretz? That's a problem, because we in the yeshivas we usually accept the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. The Tosfos in Bava Kamma is more popular than Tosfos in Sanhedrin. But this Gemara, Lechora, reads like the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. But what's the Gemara's answer? Dilma Barach Shaini. So you could learn Balabatish. I don't think it's correct even on Derech HaBalabatim. You could learn Balabatish. If everything is going normally, and the Bez Medik Mardin L'Misa, and they're marching the guy to Michutz L'Ir, to give the Yoyne Shmisa, Michutz L'Sholosh Machnais, if everything is Hoylach Kitikunai, so the Bezna is sitting, they have the 23 Dayanim are sitting, and they have Talmidim sitting in front of them. So it's pretty common that someone will come up with a new Ein Fahle and say, stop the music, stop everything. I want to reopen the case. I have a new idea. So they call him back. But what happens if the guy runs away? It was Nigmar Dino, and the guy gets so angry, they're going to give me the death penalty. He breaks the shackles, and he breaks the window, and he jumps out from the fourth floor, and he drives away in getaway car. So then the whole bezin starts to disperse. Everybody starts running. Me or there, what's going on here? Prison break. The guy's breaking. So everybody's running. So Balabatish Gizok, you can say that Barech Shaini. They're not going to be in the mood to think. They're not going to be in a mood to think of a new schutz. It could be that that's what it means. I don't know if that's what it means. I thought Barech.
He ran this, and he knows that there's no schutz. He knows the fact that he tried to escape. He knows nobody's going to find a schutz. If there would be a schutz, he wouldn't run. He wrote that someone would come with a schutz.
But they were there the 3 weeks they were there.
But the fact that he ran, like, puts the nail in his cap. What's he running for?
Why? I think just the reverse. I trust the American system. I remember there was someone who asked me, he's innocent of a certain crime, and they're going to judge him in court. Should he run away to Eretz Yisrael? So I said, no, why should you run away to Eretz Yisrael? It'll look as if you're guilty. He tells me, he's swearing to me that he's innocent. So I said, it's America. Go to trial and they're going to find you innocent. So he went to trial and they found him guilty and he had to sit in prison a couple of years. So I kept on apologizing to him. It was my fault that he sat in prison. I told him, Mizrachil Hashem, he had smichu from the yeshiva. I told him, Mizrachil Hashem, that he should run away to Eretz Yisrael. So he accepted the psak. He said, he does need my apology. He said, that's the din, that he's not allowed to run away. Okay? So he didn't run away. I would think that the guy's running away, he's innocent. He thought for sure the Bezdin system is going to work. They're going to come out innocent. Then it comes out that he's guilty. He knows it's not true. Then he runs away. He sees that the Bezdin made a mistake. Then he runs away. So I don't know if that's the pshat, that Balabatish Geret, Bariach Shiny, it's going to be such havoc, there's going to be such a turmoil that no one's going to think of any Tzadlus Chut. I thought Bariach Shiny does mean like that. I think there's a Taisvis, I forgot where, Taisvis somewhere says Bariach Shiny, the answer of a certain kasha, and the Taisvis he can't say like that. I forgot where the Taisvis is. So it's probably in Sanhedrin somewhere, Bariach Shiny. So I think Bariach Shiny is usually assumed to mean Al-Pidin, it's different Bariach Shiny. What does it mean? Usually we have a din, Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daiki. That's a rush, a Tshuvas HaRosh, that's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat in Sima Yud Beis. That expression, Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daiki, the Tshuvas HaRosh says it in the following case. Sima Yud Beis in Choshen Mishpat in Sima Nebap Shara. There's a din where the two parties want the din HaTorah. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Chayva Pata. It says, Pata, I don't want to pay a penny. And then sometimes there's a pshara. Even if Al-Pidin, strictly speaking, Al-Pidin, I'm Pater, but Yosha dictates that you should give him something. Pshara doesn't mean that I claim $1 million and you say zero, so they're going to divide it 50-50. That's not pshara. Pshara means whatever Yosha dictates. So sometimes Yosha dictates 100% in my favor. Sometimes Yosha dictates 100% in your favor. Sometimes Yosha dictates I should give you $100,000. Sometimes Yosha dictates I should taki give 50-50. It depends. We once had a dintar over here in Yeshiva. So it was handling about some $1 million real estate property in California. The two Balabatim are from New Jersey. So their rabbi brought the Balabatim to the yeshiva. He didn't want to get involved in the case. He was they both dumb in his shul. So he brought them to the yeshiva. We picked the first three rabbis that we found. And we convinced the Balabatim they should agree to Pshara. And then it came out that the psak was Bidin and Bipshara Yosha, 100% in favor of one. That was the Pshara. It was 100%. He was right in Din. He was right in Yosha. The other guy had no claim at all. So that's what Pshar is. So the Shaila is, let's say, according to Din, I don't pay a penny. And according to the Pshar, the Bezin says, I have to pay $100,000. So what's Machayiv me to pay the $100,000? It's not the Din. What's Machayiv me to pay? So the Beis Yosef in Sima Yud Beis, Nachash Mishma, quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh, that the Psak Bezin is binding on the case. Pshara is not some a compromise, an arbitration, a compromise. There are two kinds of psak. We learn that from the psukim in Tanakh. The Gemara has a whole sugi in Sanhedrin. One Tana says, osur, it's osur to make a pshara. It's ibus adin, it's keneged halacha. And we paskin, the second Tana says mutar, the third Tana says mitzvah. So we paskin mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to recommend the pshara. If they don't agree, so you don't force it down their throat, but it's a mitzvah to recommend it to them. So if you have a pshara, it's learned that from Tanakh, that's a psak bezin. Bezin has the ability to make a psak according to din. Bezin has the ability to make a psak according to yosher. What does yosher dictate? And the tour writes that just like there's an issa, you're not allowed to take sheichad on a din Torah, so you're not allowed to take sheichad on a pshara either. Just like there's a din, l'sakir upanim b'mishpat, you're not allowed to favor one and as opposed to the other one. Now let an isa hatoyas on mishpat. So the same is true on a pshara also. A pshara, you have to really give your honest to goodness opinion. What do you think Yosha dictates in this case? If in my heart of hearts, Yosha dictates in favor of Reuven, but because Shimon is a rabbi, Shimon is the president of the shul, Shimon is a nani, Shimon is an osher, whatever, he's the gabbai, he's not the gabbai, whatever it is, I'm going to say, other than what I think in my heart, that's a violation of Ivus HaDin. You know, all the dinam of Din Torah apply there as well. It's a regular din, except that it only applies, you can't force a pshara on the Balabatim, they have to agree. But once they agree, then the pshara is binding because it's a psak bezin. So the Tshuvas HaRosh writes like that. Why is the psak of a pshara binding? Isn't it just a hischaibus moment of the goodness of his heart? He agrees to pay an amount of money, but the point of the din is not chai. So the Rosh says no. He uses a malitza from the Gemara, the end of Yibamis. Beidina basa beidina loy daikin means once the bezin gives a psak, the case is closed. Case is closed, fartik, unless you ascertain that the Bezin made a mistake. But if the Bezin didn't make any mistake, then the Psak B'Shaita was a good Psak. And the Psak is binding and it can't be overturned. That Lashon in the Gemara doesn't mean that. In the original source in the Gemara, it means a totally different thing, no similarity living or dead. The Melitza, he's borrowing from the Gemara. What there is talking about when you perform Chalitza. after you perform the chalitza, you have to give, the bezin has to give the woman a document, the shtar chalitza, that should prove, a shtar meister bezin, that should serve as a shtarai, that she's permitted to remarry, because she lives in Switzerland, and she went to England to do the chalitza, and she goes back to Zurich. So how's she going to prove in Zurich that she had a chalitza? Everybody knows that her husband died, and they left no children. So how's she going to prove? So she has to have a document that's written by the bezin. Bezin has the right to write the document without Das HaMaskai. That's the Gemara in many places. So the Gemara says Bezin writes a document. So Bezin has to ascertain in advance, before they do the Chalitza, that this is Achur de Nisna Min Abahu, that this man who's performing the Chalitza was the brother of the Nifter. They shared the same father. Either he's a full brother from the father and the mother, or even if he's a half brother, he was a half brother from the father. So that's what they write in the document. Ishtamoydeinu means hikarnuhu, we ascertained in advance before they did the chalitza, dachur de misna meyabuhu, and therefore he was qualified to perform the chalitza. What happens if the bezin is unable to ascertain? They don't know one way or the other. So they won't write that in the shtar chalitza. So they'll just write, we supervise the chalitza. So if they write, we supervise the chalitza, and somebody came and he claimed to be the brother of the nifta, but we don't know, okay, so if they write everything explicitly, so it's not going to help too much, and they'll put in his photograph, they'll put in a picture of the man participating in the chalitza. Okay, so if they wrote everything, so there's no problem. But what if the Bezdin will write, we supervise the chalitza, and they're not going to write, and we didn't have the ability to ascertain whether he was the brother. They won't write, he told us, but we don't know if he's telling the truth. They just write, we supervise the chalitza, and they'll leave out that line, Ishtamadinu, we ascertain, achur de misna meyabuhu. So the Gemara said, that's not a smart idea. Because a later bezdin, beidina basa beidina loy daiki. If the woman will want to remarry back in Zurich, the bezdin will see she has a shtar chalitza that's on document. It's a document written on the stationery of a rabbi, stationery of a bezdin, signed by three rabbis on the bottom, with a seal, whatever. It looks like it's an official document. So they'll think that the bezdin must have certainly done everything properly. It won't occur to the later bezdin. Beidina basa beidina loy daiki. A later bezdin is not going to check up to ascertain whether the first bezin made a mistake. They always assume that the first bezin did everything properly. So the Gemara says it's not a smart thing to do the chalitza without ascertaining in advance that this is really achur de misna. You shouldn't do that. You should dafka ascertain in advance and be able to write everything in. So in the context where it appears, where that expression appears in the Gemara, that's in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza towards the end of Masechet Yomam. So there, the meaning of this expression, meaning of the statement is that it's not a common practice for a later bezdin to investigate whether an earlier bezdin made a mistake. They usually rely on the assumption earlier bezdin did everything right. Here the Rosh is saying something very different. The Rosh is saying beidina basa beidina lo daki, a later bezdin al pidin cannot open up a case in dinim mamonos. Once the case is already oizge pasuk and alaska, unless he can ascertain the first bezin made a mistake in psak. Toibid v'amishna, that's what the poskim say. You can have a concept of toibid v'amishna and a pshara also. Let's say the bezin made a pshara, and then later on, the other rabbonim think about it, and then they say, the pshara is totally lopsided. Well, what kind of a pshara? And Gansen stupid, crazy, idiotic. So they say there's such a concept, a toibid v'amishna and a pshara also. That's what they usually do now, when they have dine Torah. So they usually encourage everybody to agree to a pshar, and then the bezin gives some kind of a psak, and then whoever lost the din Torah goes to another bezin, and later bezin just writes, the first bezin was toy bedva mishnah. The pshar is absolutely ridiculous, and therefore we have a right to paskin over the whole case. Standard procedure now. He always quote Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page in Chosh Mishpat, points out, he quotes earlier paskin, that there exists a concept that toy bedva mishnah, even on a pshar, so every single time they want to reverse a psak of a pshar, they just say it's toy bedva mishnah apparently.
Question.
Rebbe,
yesterday, we're really a student now. So how do we have any
Dinei Torah? That's such a good kasha the Gemara asked him. That's a very good kasha. That's in the end of Gittin. Where is that? Peches. Omid Beis. Peches on Beis. The Gemara asked that question. So the Gemara says, you have to have dafkis smuchim, elam shpat mishatasim lefneyem, lefneyem lo lefnei hadyoit, this means you need smuchim. So the Gemara says that we, the ones who are speaking, lived in Bavel, at the Abai and Rav Yosef, they lived in Bavel at the time that there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yosef answers Abaye that we in Bavel function as the Shlichusayu, as the Shluchma of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says that's good in the days of Abaye and Rav Yosef, they were still Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. But as Manas said, there are no Smuchim anywhere in the whole wide world. The Smicha institution was terminated 1500 years ago. The whole Smicha, and nobody has had Smicha for the last 1500 years. So Taisa says we still have the ability to pass, and we are Shlichasai de Kamoi. We are Shluchim of the original people. That's the question. How can it be Shluchim of the original people if they died already? How can you have, the Gemara says, if the husband sends a get by the shlich and the husband dies, so the shlich is his buckle. Our Gemara of Testament base even has a havamina, Ravashi bi alduso bi tzirusa, had a havamina to say that when the shlich lohelocha gives over the get to the shlich sheni, and then the shlich rishon dies, so it's also buckle of shlichas. Shlich sheni gives to a shlich shlishi, gives to a shlich revi, shlich has a shlich. So if any one of the shluchim on the way die, so everything is bottom luta. So we don't pass them like that. We pass that everything goes back isa lebalis ne lekulo. All depends on the baal. But whenever the mishalech dies, so the shlichus is bottom. So I can basically say that we today function as shlichusai de kamoi. That's what the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. So he explains it's not to be taken literally. Shlichusai, even in the days of Abaye, the Rav Yosef, and Peches and Meis, it didn't mean that the rabbanim in Bavel are the shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Can a kohen send a non-kohen as a shliach to be makor karbonos on the Beis Hamikdash? Can a kohen send a non-kohen to duchen for him? No, you have to have the qualifications to duchen or to do the hakrovas hagamah. So how can a samach send a non-samach to function in a din Torah? If he's not samach, he's not samach. He doesn't have the qualification. He can't apply shlichas over here. So the Chassam Sofer explains in the tshuva based on the chidushi haran on the first daf in Sanhedrin. The Ran quotes a Ramban, Bariches over there. He says Shlichusai just means the Moichal on the Kovet. Since the Smuchim are Moichal on the Kovet, and the Mele, the non-Smuchim have the right to serve as members of the Bezim. It's not to be taken literally, Shlichusai, but the question is raised by the Gemara. The Gemara asks you a question. How can we today run a Din Torah if there's no Smicha?
So the basis of what Kovet is the Moichal. Because the Rabbanim are not alive anymore. Therefore, what's Kovet for the
Yeah, so the Ran explains it b'harchov at the beginning of Sanhedrin. He says the din requires mishum kvodim shel smuchim in general. A non-samach is not allowed to run a din Torah, and therefore, because of this din mishum kvodim shel smuchim, not to be noitel kisran shel smuchim, not to take the crown of glory that only the smuchim deserve. So there's an iser lifnei lo lifnei adyotis, and because one is in violation of the iser, that passes the din Torah b'diavad. So he says the psul of hedyotis means a non-samach. The psul of hedyotis is a function of the yisr. Whenever there's smuchim amoichal anekavit, there's no yisr, and whenever there's no yisr, so there's no psul. So the yisr would be, even if you live in a generation where there are no smuchim, no one's allowed to paskin unless they have smicha, not to be notel kisrin shel smuchim in general, not that of kavit for the specific people who are alive today, out of kavit for the institution of smicha. So the smuchim saw that it's going to come a generation where there won't be any smuchim at all. So they said they have to be mochel on their clothes.
You mentioned a question about a bezdin overturning itself on the previous bezdin if it's Torah and varnish. But what about if you're not dealing with a bezdin? It was a sock that an individual rod gave. So can a later rod overturn the sock of the previous rod, or this is doctored by a bezdin?
The Gemara has klolim in Issa the Heter. There are a lot of klolim that it's not proper to ask. If I asked one Tamachach and he said the Chumrah, so it's not proper, I'm not allowed to ask someone else, what does he say? Unless I tell him that the first one said the Chumrah, what do you say? So then sometimes the other one can give his opinion sometimes. Not allowed to give his opinion. Have rules and regulations and Chayshim Mishpat. But that's because in Issa the Heter, they never really pass on this particular chicken. I have a shayla on a chicken because it has a broken limb. I have a shayla on a kesem because of a certain color. I'm not sure if it's a maratomi maratar. So when the Chacham Paskin is not really passing on this chicken, he's not really passing on this marat. He's passing in general. Whenever such a chicken comes up, the din is like this. And Mele, if that's the din, so it applies to your chicken as well. Even though he says this chicken is kosher, but only Ksokim of a Bezdin relate to the particular case. Ksokim of Issa the Heter are assumed to be a Psak in general. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin where the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara is that there's the Bezdin and Dina Nefashis has a double vote. First they vote whether the guy's Chayiv, and then they vote again whether the guy's Chayiv. So the writer says, why do they vote twice? They voted already, why do they have to vote twice? So the pshat that they say in the Rambam is, Soloveitchik liked this pshat. He saw it in a sefer. Reb Chaim Kor used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Chicago Yeshiva, in Skokie. This was 60 years ago. So Rav Soloveitchik, when he sent him a sefer in the mail, said he didn't like the sefer except for this piece. So this piece is said over in Shia. So he said, the Rabbit asked, what in the world is the Rambam talking about? There is no double vote in the Sanhedrin. So he explained, the first vote is an abstract vote. What do you think the din is an abstract? And then even a father and a son can participate in the vote, even though they're craven. Because when you have a shayla visa v'heter, everyone's entitled to an opinion. There's no din of craven being puzzled. There's even craven to the nidon, man who's chayv misa. They can also voice their opinion. Then when it comes to the second vote, that's when you want a bezdin, the paskin, to relate the psak to this particular case. And then whoever are craven have to be mistalek, either craven to each other, craven to the baldover, then they're not allowed to vote already. You can't have if the first psak said putter, so the second psak can't say chayiv. First psak said an abstracted putter, so you can't relate. If the first psak said chayiv, an abstract, and then all of those people who are craven have to be mistalek, then it may turn out that the second psak will not succeed in relating the abstract halacha to this particular case. That's possible. First psak will say an abstract chayiv, but we don't have the ability to relate the psak to this case because we don't have enough people who are kosher.
We shown him here. I have machlekes in the first part of the Zohar. It's mishum kvodah shal rishon, or it's because shali anapshe.
Okay.
So those are the nafkaminos that if he's going to paskin more lechumra, let's say.
Okay. Yeah. The details how to deal with that halacha, but that halacha is not the same as this halacha. This halacha, when you have a bezman paskin, so the bezman paskin is on the particular case. The case is closed. They quote from in the biography of Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, they quote some of the sharp vertlach that he said. So they quote one of the vertlach, how come if the local if the butcher has a shayla, butcher paid a fortune of money to buy a behema, a cow, and the sheikh had shechts it, and then he has a shayla on the shchita, a shayla on the treifas, and the rabbi paskins lechumra, and he just lost $2,000, he won't be angry at the rabbi. The rabbi paskin is also awesome. But if the same butcher will have a din Torah with one of the balabatim over 5 cents, and the rabbi will paskin against him, he'll never forgive the rabbi. Why is that? 5 cents, and he'll never forgive him. And $2,000, it doesn't bother him. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz said that it doesn't bother him so much that I lost $2,000. It bothers me that my enemy got the 5 cents. That's what bothers him. So that's what the Rebbe Rav Yonis and Eibishitz said with psychology. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the psychology may be correct, but there's another reason up here, halacha, why. He said, because in Issa the Het, the rabbi didn't paskin on your behemoth. That the rabbi paskin an abstract, that's the halacha. A psak in Issa the Het is an abstract. But on the din Torah, 5 cents, he paskin against you. That's why Kroivim apostle, the paskin in a din Torah, and din moment is din Foshes, but Kroivim akosha, the paskin, and he said the heter because he's not paskening for his relative. He's not paskening on my relative's chicken. He's not paskening on my relative's marek summon. He's paskening an abstract what the din is.
When for the Rambam, why don't you need two something then that be first on the abstract? And you should have to have him paskening on this behemoth, just like you ben Ephoshes.
No, but if whenever you don't have a bezin, so we never relate the psak to the particular instance. We just say an abstract.
What's got to do with this behemoth?
Memela, if I hear from my local Orthodox rabbi that he says, I'm mechuyev to listen to my rabbi's opinions. My rabbi printed a sefer. And I know in the rabbi's sefer it says the behemah is us. I don't have to go ask him. I know, he already wrote in his sefer.
The pasuk
is mechadesh that by mamonis and nefashis he needed bezin to relate the abstract psak halacha to this particular instance. So this case will be closed. That's what you learn after the Pesukim, that it says Elohim, Elohim, 3 times by Mominus, and it says you need 23 by Din and the Foshes, based on Pesukim. So that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that day you need a Bezdin to relate the abstract halacha to this particular case. And he said that there is no Gzeres HaKosim. So if I know if it's my Rebbe Muvuk, so his psak is binding. If it's not my Rebbe, I don't know anybody over here. So the person that I asked, so his psak is binding. Why is his psak binding? So that's what the Rishonim say. Shavi anafshe chatichad isur. They don't say anafshe. Say shavi chatichad isur. It's a question. Is that the same thing as shavi anafshe chatichad isur? It's not the same thing. So it's a question. What does it mean?
But let's say Bezdin possibly the shadows regarding Isur Behetas. So that's not considered to be something relating to the case. That's still abstract.
Right.
Even though it's a Bezdin that's involved.
Right. We say we had three rabbis, or 23 rabbis, they all voiced their opinion. But it still doesn't
relate to the case.
Right.
So this halacha that we were discussing before, as far as overturning, because it's toa or not toa, would not be meaningful in that case,
if Issa Vehetta, since it's an abstract, so every rabbi is entitled to his opinion. So the second rabbi can say whatever he wants. Shad, is he allowed to tell us for the Balabas, if the Balabas already asked the first rabbi the Shaila? So then the Gemara has, you're not allowed to tell him that it's muta. That's what the Rishonim have. The Shachan Yeridei quotes the two explanations that the Rishonim give. Why not? And what would be the din if the first rabbi said Lahokel? Is the second rabbi allowed to say, I think your rabbi is wrong, my opinion is that it's lahakmer? Or does he also have to keep his mouth shut? Just like Chacham Sha'asar, in Chaber Sha'alahat, and maybe say Chacham Shehitir, in Chaber Sha'al Eser. So that's a discussion. To what extent does the second rabbi...
Well, by a Bezdin, I'm asking.
Yeah, same thing. There is no Adifas, Alpi Pashas. There is no Adifas to a Bezdin in Issa Vehet. It is a Shuvas Haran that no one would have ever known about. But the Shev Shmaitze made the problem. The Shev Shmaitze quoted that Tshuva Saran, and it makes a lot of problems. The Tshuva Saran talks about the difference between Eidech and then the Surim. The Eidech can back out if he gives an Amasla. The Gemara Ksuba says, the husband comes home from the office and he wants to be with his wife, and she says, Tameyani, that she's a Nida. Okay? Nish. Then the next day, her husband comes home, no longer a Nida. How can it be? It takes a week to go to the mikveh. She says, yesterday I told a lie because I was angry at you, because I was tired. Whatever, she gives an explanation. Says, Machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether Eidech and Misurim can back out Idea Masla, and we paskin, yes, he can back out Idea Masla. So this Tshuva Saran says, Bamedvar Mamurim, that's only if the Eidech testifies on Issa Vehetar, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. Like the husband comes home and the wife tells him, Tmeyani. But if the Eidech testifies in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin approves of the Haggadah Seder of the Eidech, then it's a din like Haggadah Seder, and Kiv Shigat Shimon Achayzen Lag. So it's very difficult. Who comes down right at Bezdin? There is no halacha Bezdin in Issa Vehetar. Not for Psak, not for Kabbalah Seder. There is no such halacha. It's very shver. So it's very difficult. That the Shev Shmaitze quoted that Tshuva Sarah. The Pashtus is that the Rav Chaim Volozhin has Tshuvas. He assumes not like he never heard of it. Never heard of the Shev Shmaitze story, never heard of the Tshuva Saran. He assumes a double pasha, not like it. Came up, Aloch Alamaisa, the Meshugan husband said, Kidashti is beating. He was in the process of divorcing his wife. And the wife had the legal right, the husband has to support the child, has to support the daughter. So the husband was advised by his local Orthodox rabbi to say to the wife, Kidashti is biti, and I'm not going to tell anybody who it is unless the wife is mechel on all of our monetary schusim in court. So then later on, to make a long story short, later on they took the husband to court for endangering the minor. Yeah. So then the husband said in court it was all a lie. He only said the lie. He backs out with an amasla. He only said the lie in order to squeeze the wife that she should be mevater on all of the money. So the Pashtus, we thought so all along. The Pashtus was like that. So he's Choyzer Magad Adi Amasla. So the whole problem was because the Shev Shmaitz had quoted the Tshuva Saran, that's what he's talking about. The Ran is talking about that. The man says, Kedashti is beating, and he said it in front of a Bezdin. This case, the guy said it in front of the Bezdin in Montreal. So since he said it in front of a Bezdin, so you say, Kim Shigat Shuvan Choyzer Magad, even Adi Amasla. The Pashtus says that it's not so. The Pashtus is like Rav Chaim Volozhin has said, that even if he says in front of a Bezdin doesn't make it any better or any worse. There is no, a Bezdin is not nitvas, and he said ahead, there is no psak Bezdin, there is no Kabbalah Seder, but it's not Bezdin. Pashtus is like that. So getting back over here, this Beis Yosef Simon Yud Beis quotes this Tshuvas HaRosh, the Lashon from the Tshuvas HaRosh, in the context where it appears in the Gemara and Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, Beidina Basa, Beidina Loidaiki, it has a totally different meaning. It means a later Bezin will always rely on the earlier Bezin that they probably did the right thing. They won't start reinvestigating. That's what this... There was a prominent figure in Eretz Yisrael who did thousands of conversions, and then some batidinim from the Rabbanut investigated his geiris, and they said that many of them are not valid. There never was kabbalas on mitzvahs, whatever. They found a lot of chesrinus there, so they wrote a whole pilpul beidina basa beidina loy daiki. Do they have the right? Do they have the right to what do you mean? Do they have the right? They investigated. They found that that is not valid. Should they have done it? Maybe they shouldn't have done it. But Lemaisa, they did the research and they found out that the first bezin made a mistake. The Gemara doesn't say Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaki. The Gemara doesn't say it's not Chal. The Gemara says they're probably not going to investigate. They're probably going to be toilet. The first bezin supervised Nachalitza. They probably checked it out in advance that he is Achur de Misna. But if the later bezin will check it out to find out he's not Achur de Misna, that's the end of the story. It's not a halacha in the Gemara. It's not a din. It's a psychological principle, psychological assumption. Beidina basa beidina loydak. You're not going to investigate. The Rosh wrote it as a halachic principle. A bezdin, a later bezdin, has no right to open up a case that was always gepaskan by an earlier bezdin. And he says that's the binding force of pshara. The bezdin can't force pshara on the baladinim unless they both agree. But once they agree, then the bezdin have the right to issue a psak. So then the psak is binding because beidina basa beidina loydaki. So here, truth of the matter is, the Mishnah lists off we have a pasuk in the end of Parshas Emor where it says Mishpatecha Yelachem, and the Mishnah says Echad Dinei Mamonos VeEchad Dinei Nefashos B'Dvi Shelachak Yerushalem and Mishpatecha Yelachem. So the pasuk sounds like it's equating, because the previous pasuk in Parshas Emor speaks about Makbei Mishalman and Makbei Adam Yuma. So one pasuk talks about Mamonos and Nefashos. And the same pasuk. Then the next pasuk says, "Mishpatecha Yolachem." They treat mamonis and nefashis the same way, but still the Mishnah says there are asor chilukim shebein mamonis and nefashis. So how can there be chilukim if the pasuk says "Mishpatecha Yolachem"? So Tosis in Sanhedrin on that din, Tosis in Sanhedrin says that based on the din of the Hitzilah Eidah, because a special all of the asor chilukim, not all of them, most of them. One difference has nothing to do with Vitzilu Eidah. The here it's a Bezdin of 23, here it's a Bezdin of 3. That's Psukim in the Chumash. That's not based on Hatzor. But all the other 9 Chilukim between Mamas and Nefashis, that Poskim Lestus, Amalamet Stus, Enechoiz, Amalamet Chav, Amalamet Chav, Amalamet Stus, Bezdin, if Yotzimi Bezdin Zaka, Emachzir Mosol Lechaivo, Double Jeopardy, and Yotzimi Bezdin Chayiv, Machzir Mosol Lestus. So all of these are based on the mitzvah of Hitzilah Eidah. That's why Tosfos says it doesn't apply to Dinim Amonis, because whatever is a Hatzola for one will be a Chayva, a Schus for one will be a Chayva for the other. So why should you be mad if Reuven over Shimon? Why should you be mad if Shimon over Reuven? But the Dinim Nefashos are Malkus, we're only judging one person, then you apply this mitzvah of Hitzilah Eidah. So basically, this din that Rashi and Tosfos are quoting from the Mishnah and Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis, that after the Gemar Din, and you have to administer the Oynish Misal Bezin, Mechutz L'Sholosh Machnas, Chutz La'ir, and they're marching, and you have the horse ready, with the flags ready to wave, and the whole story, this is really a big Chiddush. Because already Nigma Din Olamisa. After Nigma Din Olamisa, I should say, Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaki. What, you're going to ascertain that somebody was a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah? Nah, not going to happen. We're not afraid there's going to be a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. You're not going to afraid it's going to be toy b'shikol hadas either. You're afraid someone may come up with a new limud zchus, something. Strictly speaking, for what had been dinim amonis, you would have ignored what they say later on. There is no toy over here. Nobody made a mistake. Someone has an einfall, has a new idea. The case is closed already. There is no toy over here. So this is really, a chiddush in the sense this is an exception to the rule. The rule really is beidina bos beidina leidaki. After the best made a gemar din, the case is closed. Unless you think that somebody was toya b'dvar mishnah, mamish toyas, but no one thinks that there's any toya. Somebody has a suggestion of limud zchus, so it's only in din nefashos that we allow that based on the din of the hitzilah eidah. That's how the Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin. It's based on the hitzilah eidah that we violate this regulation, which usually applies to all but the din of beidina basa beidina loydaki. So that's what the Gemara says, Barech Shaini. If the guy runs away, then he loses his chusim of the Hitzila Ho'eda. And then even if someone will come up with a limud chus, not that it's far-fetched, not that the Gemara thought it's very common, it's such a miut hamotzui, so the roiv is a roiv garua. And by Barech Shaini, it's probably not going to happen, because it's going to be such a bedlam, no one's going to be thinking about the case anymore. No, it's al pi halacha din. Barech Shaini, if the person runs away, he's not cooperating with the bezin, the man is chayv misa, he's supposed to cooperate with the bezin, let them give him the onish misa. If he doesn't cooperate, then he loses his chus, he loses the right to the hitzila ho'eda. And then we apply the din that the double jeopardy is only in din in the farsha, doesn't apply in din in mamonis. Ben Chastinuch says it doesn't apply to b'nei noach either. It's in the American Constitution, double jeopardy, and it's for goyim and it's for din in mamonis cases. But once you have to be in zakai, so the Gemara says it's only by nefesh, it doesn't apply to mamonis. The Ben Chastinuch says it doesn't apply to b'nei noach, it only applies to Yisrael because of hitzila ho'eda. So if the guy's a bareach, he forfeits that schus of hitzila ho'eda. So even if someone will come up with a limud chus, we're not going to listen, because it's nishkan toy bedvar mishnah. There's such a thesis in Sanhedrin, writes Barech Shaini. Where? Mem hey on the base. The last line in the first thesis. Forgot, what are they answering there? Chomisa shati ochel lahamisan. Sorry, is that what they're doing in the Talmud? I'm not sure if I'm going to miss the Lahamis be able to tell. Shall I have the sauce of Chomisas? Lami Barea, Shaini. I really forgot what they're answering. But Tosis is talking about a case where you can't say a psychological umdina because it's bedlam. It has nothing to do. Tosis sounds like Alpidin Barea Shaini. He loses his chus for Hatzola. I think that's how Tosis read our Gemara.
Why should there be no Vitzilo Eda by Barea? Why should it be different?
He's mechuyev to cooperate with the Bezdin. The din is that it's a chayvus hatzibah to give the death penalty to the man who's chayv misa, including him. He's also supposed to go along with the Bezdin to give the death penalty to himself. He's no mitzvah for him to commit suicide. It's not an oinish if it's self-imposed. He has to wait till the Bezdin makes the Gemara din. Then he's supposed to help them out. He's also mechuyev to help out the Bezdin to give the oinish misa. So if he runs away, he's giving him a hard time, then he loses his chusim of Hatzola. I think that's how Tosis understood it. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah.
Do we have one good information? Is there a rule to see somebody walking in the street that once got a sack in Bezdin? Do we have to go to Bezdin and say, he demanded the Ish claiming that he was beaten in the other Bezdin?
Yeah.
It's my chef that he's walking around.
No, there is a din. Yeah.
Is a just informed. Yeah. Why did these two guys come to Bezdin? They have a
chiyuv. They have a chiyuv, yeah. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Seder writes, the eid is mechuyev lohoi bebezdin lo yagun azamer in a dinimam, in this case, kishi treheno chaveiro. When Reuben is tever me bo beheiduni, and I refuse to testify, so then I'm in violation of him lo yagid v'nas avonu. What if it's a case of din in the fashas? So you get the mistaken impression from the Rambam that there is no din of him lo yagid v'nas avonu. Only mamonis kishiyat v'enu. So you look in the Mishnah, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that when the Eidim testify in the case of din in the fashas, Bezdin interrogates them a lot to make sure that they're not telling a lie. So then the Mishnah says, Shem ayomer, that's the person who says, malon v'latzach, Shem ayomru. The Eidim may think to themselves, Malon v'latzarazos, why should we be guilty for giving the guy the death penalty? Let's forget about it. No. Alzenam im lo yagid b'na savanah. So you see from the Mishnah that there is a din of im lo yagid b'na savanah by nefashas also. What the Rama meant to say was, and not that the din of im lo yagid only applies in mamanis kishitvenu. In mamanis it only applies kishitvenu. If the other guy doesn't care, he's not taverni nish, but in nefashas, it applies even though nobody's there. Then the Gemara says in the beginning of the last parak in Chulin that in the Foshas there's another din, Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha. The Gemara has on the first daf, in the last parak. So the Gemara says, if I know that a shor is chayiv skino, if I know that a person is chayiv misa, so the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking there about a shor, kavachanam by another. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, abiyata rami kebecha, you're mechuyiv to see to it that that you bring the person to din. Where's that Gemara? Someone, I thought it used to be on the first dot. No, here it is. And Kuf Lamentes, the second line from the top. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts Arba Mises Bezna as four mitzvahs. A mitzvah to give skila to all those of a chayv skila, a mitzvah to give sreifa to all those of a chayv sreifa, and hereg and chenek. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks it's only one mitzvah. He says the mitzvahs of the Yata Ram Kebecha, and he gets it from this Gemara. You see the Gemara in the first half in Shuloch HaKan. Second line from the top of Kuf Lamentes and Aleph. The Gemara says that the Yata Ram Kebecha is the mitzvah. So it's one mitzvah kolelis to bring people to Bezna Hu Achayv Nisa. So how come the Megillah Sester always comes to defend the Rambam from all the tainus of the Ramban? So how come the Rambam Taka counts it as four mitzvahs? Why doesn't he just count one mitzvah kolelis? So the Megillah Sester says, no, this Gemara is a different mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that all of the people walking in the street have a chiyuv to bring him to Mishpat. On the Bezdin, there were four mitzvahs. The Rambam is right there, four distinct mitzvahs. Skila, Sreif, Herik, Chenek, four mitzvahs. And this is another mitzvah, that of the Yata Rami Kebecha. The difficulty is the Rambam didn't count this mitzvah, the minyan mitzvah. The teretz that the Megillah says to gave would have been good if the Rambam wouldn't count it, of the Yata Rami Kebecha, as the fifth mitzvah. He doesn't count it. But he says that's really the context of the Gemara. In the Gemara, the pasuk is part of the Yata Rami Kebecha. That's not the mitzvah on the Bezdin to administer the Einish Mises Bezdin like the Ramban claimed. Is the mitzvah on the population to see to it that they weed out whatever behemoths or people are chayiv misa, lasyu lebeidina, or boy lasuye lebeidina. That's how the Gemara says. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't count it. Maybe it's not true to Shal Mikra, maybe it's only Torah Shabbat there. I don't know why. But there is such a thing, yeah. Here, the next Mishnah says, when a man is a shliach lo halachas haget, he's supposed to deliver the get. V'choloi, he doesn't feel well. Husband sends a get from New York to California. And the shliach takes sick in the middle. He has to stop off in St. Louis, whatever. And he has no koach to go right there. So the shliach rishon has the ability to point the shliach sheni. The Gemara learned that from the psukim, the v'shilach v'shilchem alam shal shliach ha'isun shliach. The shliach lo halachas can make a shliach sheni. Why is it only v'choloi? And if loy chola is not, so that's what the Gemara asks. Why is that? So the Gemara asks, it doesn't seem to follow any shita satanoim. The Gemara quotes a braisa. The Gemara quotes a braisa. Where's the braisa? The Tanya, that's 7-8 lines into the Gemara. Hoylach gets eliyishti. The Baal gives the get to the shlich and says, bring the get to my wife. So hareza mishalcha biyar acher, shliach also shliach, no problem. There isn't even any problem at all. Doesn't seem that you require chola. What if he says, I want you, means you and only you, I want you to deliver the get. Hareza lo yishalchena biyar acher, the husband seems to be makbid, he's embarrassed, doesn't want the whole world to know that he's getting divorced. This person is his best friend, he knows he's getting divorced anyway. So he says, okay. Yeah, what is he so touchy about over here? What is he so touchy? What is the kapeda de Baal all over here? So Rashi has a fantastic chiddush that the Baal HaTosfos don't agree with. Rashi says, it says in the pasuk, the kasav lo sefer krisis. And asam yod, the b'shil chmeis of the kasav, that the husband is supposed to write the get. So there were, in the days of the Gemara, there were many people who were illiterate. They couldn't read. And there are people who can read, but they can't write. The people who can read, but they can't write. A lot of people today know how to read, they don't know how to write. So the husband doesn't know how to write a get. So he's dead embarrassed that people should know. Everybody knows the husband is supposed to write the get with his own hand, and he's embarrassed, so his best friend knows that this is his chavrusa. The chavrusa knows he doesn't know how to write. So he's not embarrassed, but he doesn't want the whole world to know. That's what Rashi says. Taisa says they never heard of such a thing. That's what the Rishonim quote from Taisa. That the husband is supposed to write the get themselves. So they say, no, they quote the Rabbi Natan. Husband is embarrassed. He doesn't want everybody to know that he's getting divorced. His chavrusa knows he's getting divorced. So that's not a problem. But he doesn't want the outside world to know. So the Tanakhama never distinguishes between chol or loy chol. Tanakhama says, Hoylach get zelishti, please give this get to my wife. So there's no problem. Shliach, oysu shliach. It doesn't have to be chol. If he says, Atoila gets at least, I want you, it's to be understood, you and only you, is Hareza Loy Shalchena Biarach. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, doesn't make a difference, Benkoch or Benkach, doesn't matter whether he said you or he didn't say you, it's self understood that there's a pay to the Baal, that he's not allowed to appoint a Shliach Sheni.
Rashi already says on Tevav, like that.
That what?
Because of an us and the Pashte de Kur, that it's going on the husband.
The husband writes again, right. I think Rashi Bayas says it, no? Doesn't Rashi Bayas also write like that?
Shouldn't be Zion the Baal. Yeah.
I think Rashi Bayas
is.
Yeah, Bizayin the Baal, what does Rashi write?
Shalom.
Huh?
Shalom Lechtem.
All of Lechtem Saged, right.
But Toys was said over here also by Chasima and Daftes.
That what?
It sounded like the Chasima has to be on the day of the Baal, he has to make a Shliach.
Yeah.
So Toys is already masking to the whole idea that because of an Asan is going on the Baal.
Yeah, I don't know. But here the Rishonic quote, I think the Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't mean like that. It just means the Kpeda the Baal. It doesn't want people to know that it's getting divorced. I think the Rosh or the other Rishonic quote, Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. So the Gemara asks, whom does the Mishnah go like? If it goes like the Tanakamas, if he said Atoilech, he can't even make a Shliach if Chol. If he didn't say Atoilech, he can make a Shliach even if Lo Chol. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also, can ever make a Shliach as a Shliach. There's always a Kepay to the Baal. So the Gemara says there are three possibilities. The Gemara says, Ibo Yisema, Hoilech, Hu the Chol. Either you say it goes like the Tanakami, he didn't say at hoylech, he said hoylech, but it's self-understood, if loy cholo, you have no right to, only b'shas atchak chol, iboy seima, he said at hoylech, and this is an exception to the rule, of cholo shiny, self-understood you can make, iboy seima, b'shim gam lili, cholo shiny, so we're not sure, okay, all kinds of possibilities, yeah. This halacha, Reb Shimon Gamliel also agrees, here, the second tesis from the top, Reb Shimon Gamliel is, these are all psychological umdenes of kpedis that the Baal doesn't want. The Gemara says later on the bottom of the daf, what if the Baal says, Al tigashen ole babay, here, three lines on the bottom of the daf, or the tiny letter ches. The husband tells the shliach, Al tigashen ole babay, and then he gives the Baal, he goes and he gives her the get in the attic upstairs. He says, Al tigashen ole bimin, I want you, the dafka, to give the get in the right hand. Then the shliach goes and he gives the get with the left hand. So the Gemara says if there's a kpeid in the Baal, so that you don't say shliach shashinim shlichus, so you can't say shluch shlavim kemaisa. You didn't follow the instructions that the Baal gave. You have to follow the instructions after. So here the Gemara explains all the three shitas, the Tanakama and the two versions, whether he says atoilach, he says hoilach, Reb Shimon Gamliel, everything is all kpeid in the Baal. Everybody's tesis says the second time. Everybody subscribes to the din. V'shilch malam shab shliach ha'isa shliach. But if there's paid at the Baal, so this the whole debate in the Gemara, the whole machlokes Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel, is all a psychological argument. When do you have the right to assume that there's paid at the Baal, and when do you not assume like that? Yes, at this halacha that shaliach ha'isa shaliach. So the Gemara says there is an exception to the rule by Mili. Rav Amar Mishum de Mili Nina Mili La Mimser on the Shaliach. That sometimes that's how Rashi learns. Here's the Rashi. Rav Amar Dibra Masla Rav Amar Vein Mili is Dvarim. Mili words. So Mili La Mimser on Shaliach Kol Shaliach Rishon cannot give it over to Shaliach Sheni. The Shliach Rishon can't give it over to Shliach Sheni. That's how Rashi writes later also on Daf Samach Vav, when the Gemara quotes this idea. So Rashi says it's a detail within the din of Shliach Ha'is and Shliach. You have the Zeres HaKos of Shilach V'Shilcha, Shashliach Ha'is and Shliach, Shliach Rishon can make a Shliach Sheni. But if it's a case of Mili, then ain't Shliach Ha'is and Shliach. They have the famous Shitas Maharit in the Tshuva's right that Mili La Mimsum Shliach means you cannot appoint a Shliach on an Inyan of Mili, period. You cannot appoint a Shliach. So he says, I cannot appoint you as a Shliach to be Makdish one of my behemoths. I have 100 behemoths, and I have to bring a Korban Pesach, a Korban Shlomim, whatever. So I tell you, I authorize you serve as my Shliach, function as my Shliach, and be Makdish one of the behemoths. So be Makdish is Mili, Dvarim, deeper. So I cannot make a Shliach to be Magdish Behema on my behem. So they all the Achranim ask this against the Gemara Tamura. Gemara talks about Hafmas Kinon. He was Magdish Behema, Yidei Shliach. The famous Gemara, how can say like that? So they stand on the head to give terutz. The Sashver and Marit, the Pashto says, the way Rashi says, that the Gemara is distinguishing within the din of Shliach HaYisrael Shliach that it doesn't always work. So when is it considered mili? When does it work and when does it not work? So that's the famous Mordechai in Kiddushim. How come the Mordechai is famous? How come the rest of the Mordechai? Because the Tzais quotes this Mordechai. Tzais quotes it in a few places. Tzais has a misprint. He quoted it. Tzais has a, there's a misprint in it. Tzais. There was a city in France where the Balei Tzais lived. The city's name was Druze. D-R-U-X. So he quote, and there were people who were killed by the Crusaders. A lot of the Balei Tzais were killed. So this one is known as the Kodesh Medruze. So there's a misprint in the Tzais. It says HaKodesh Miradush. The Dalit and the Reish are switched around. It's supposed to be HaKodesh Medruz. That's what it says in the Mordechai. HaKodesh Medruz. In the Tzais there's a misprint. So the Tzais quotes all these different opinions. So there's one sheet, the Shaliach Oysa Shliach. How come Shliach Tako Oysa Shliach? So the Gemara says, Milsa Disa B'Shlichas Isa B'Tanai, Milsa D'Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai. What do they have in common? So Tzais writes in Tzubis, that it's not a Xeris HaKosav, that you can only make a Tanai if it's Dumi de Benegod of Neruvin. Let's say you have to have a Tanai Kofel, you have to have Henkot of Mamaisa, and so on. That's because you learn that out from the Nusach of the Tanai that appears by the Tanai Benegod of Neruvin, there in the Chumash Bamidbar. But this halacha, this is not from the Mishpatei Tanai that has Milsa Disa B'Shlichas Disa B'Tanai. Tzais says this is a Milsa de Mistabra. This is the Tanoim Nu Mitzar HaSvara. Why? If I'm enough of a bailam to make a shliach, then I'm enough of a bailam to be matla tanai. Let's say I'll eat breakfast, and I'll say, if it's kosher, then it should be filling. If it's not kosher, it should not fill me up. What's it going to help? It's going to fill me up either way, whether it's kosher or not kosher. You can't make a tanai like that. That's ridiculous. I'll walk across the street because I think I have to go in that direction. So I'll say, I'm walking across the street a la tanai. If I have to go whatever direction this is, south, I don't know. North, this is north. So if I'm supposed, I think that's east. Let's say if I'm supposed to go north, I'm walking across there. If I'm supposed to go south, I'm not walking across there. He's on the other side of the street. Well, it doesn't help. So it only applies when there's an Indian of bailus. I sell a house, I buy a house, I get married, I get divorced. A dover that you need, your das bailum is needed. So then you can say, you have a right to make a shlich and you have a right to make a tanai. If it's not a matter that has to do with the koyach bailus, the guy eats food, he gets full, or the person walks across the street, it's not a matter of koyach bailus. You don't need das bailus. So then it's a milsa de leisa b'shlichas and it's leisa b'tanai. So the din is that shliach hoyse shliach, since the Baal authorized the shliach rishon that he should give the get to his wife, so now the shliach rishon has the koyach bailus. So now the shliach rishon has the ability to appoint the shliach sheni, because the shliach rishon was a bailus. So the Gemara says, b'medvar ma'murim, that's how we pass him. We pass him like this. Gemara says it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Why is it that by the get, if I ask these people to write the get, they can't ask someone else to write the get? So one opinion in Gemara, because peter the Baal, psychological peters, we're afraid he doesn't want people to know. It'll be shliach sheshina b'shlichus. He didn't do what he asked you to do. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin Shmuel Amar Matana Hareyu Kiget. We paskin because there is a din of mili. It's a chayshim mishpat. Mili lamim surando shliach. What does it mean? That rule of shliach, chayshim shliach, doesn't always apply. There are exceptions to the rule. What is the rule? What are the exceptions to the rule? The whole rule of shliach, chayshim shliach, means that the shliach rishon has a koyach bailus, because he can give the get. So therefore, he has the koyach to be maman on the other shliach. Who has the right to be maman on shliach? The one who has the koyach of bailus. So there's one opinion in the Rishonim, quoted there by the Mordechai, the Tzais quotes only. One opinion, the only one and only case in Kol HaTorah Kula, that shliach is the shliach is only shliach lo halachas haget, because the Baal has the ability to give the get bal korcha of the isha. That's a koyach. That's a real koyach habaylus. So the shliach rishon has a koyach balus by kiddushin, halachas hakiddushin. If the girl doesn't agree to the marriage, so the shliach can't be mekadosh bal korcha. So the shliach lo halachas kiddushin cannot appoint a shliach sheni. The Ramban even has it quotes this issue. This machlokes a rishonim. That some rishonim hold only a shliach lo halachas haget. Since he has the power to give the get to the isha, bal korcha, so that's called the koyach bailus. So that's why shliach osa shliach. But by any other case in the world, there's any shliach osa shliach. That's one extreme opinion. Then you have the other extreme opinion is, no, in Kol HaTorah Kula, since the shliach rishon has the ability to function, to do it, so he has a koyach bailus. Just like Just like the chosen can be mekadosh the isha if she'll agree. So that's called koyach bailos, even though the girl has to agree. So the shliach rishon lo halacha sakidushin also has a koyach bailos, the same as the baal. The only time there's no koyach bailos is shliach lekabolos aget. A shliach lekabolos aget really said over the Yerushalmi really doesn't make any sense. The get can be given to the isha baal korcho, so she's not she has no koyach bailos at all. That's one case, and the other case is the case the Gemara has when you appoint, when you authorize somebody to write a get, when you authorize someone to write a get, so that's not a koach, that's not, he doesn't have any koach bailus at all. He writes the get, then that's all. The one who has the right to give the get, so that's a koach bailus. The one who has the right to give the kes of kiddushin, that's a koach bailus. To write the get is just, he's writing the get, the tzibay habal. That doesn't show any koach bailus. So if I authorize you to write a shtar matana, you cannot authorize someone else to write that shtar matana. That's called mili. I never empowered you. I never empowered you with any koach bailus. That's not a maisa bailus to write. A shtar can only be written midas hamaschayim, and a get has to be written shmo also. So I authorize you to write the shtar. It's midas hamaschayim. That empowers you that you became the bailum. No, I gave das hamaschayim. When you write the get, you're not expressing any das. When the shtar, matana, or the get will be given, then you need das. But just to write the get, there's no expression of das over there. So that's what the Gemara says. There's only, this group of Rishonim says, there's only two cases in the whole wide world that are called mili. One is about Sibi Habal to write the shtar, matana, to write a get. That can't be transmitted to a second person. And the shliach lekabolas haget, that's mamish achidish niflo, and ain shliach ha'isa shliach. And then the middle shita, and the compromise sheet is that we draw a line in between. That when the Baal authorizes the shliach to give kiddushin to the girl, it'll depend. Did he give him a ring? Or did he give, and he said, go be mekadosh the girl with this ring. So he handed over something tangible. Or gave him a shtar kiddushin. It says, go be mekadosh the isha with this shtar kiddushin. So since he handed over something tangible that he wants him to use for the ma'aseh kinyan of the kiddushin, so that's not called mili. But if he only gave dibur alone, just gave dvarim alone, he said, I authorize you to go buy a ring and go be mekadosh the isha. He didn't hand over anything tangible. Or if he says, I authorize you to go write a shtar kiddushin and go be mekadosh the isha. Since he didn't give anything over tangible, so that's the middle sheet, that sometimes the shliach la'ilochas kiddushin will be mili, and sometimes it won't be mili. So that's the famous diktzeis, quotes all these three opinions, all from the Marzai and kiddushin. Beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, where the sugya discusses how do you know the sources in the chumash for shlichus? For shlichus lavi kemoisai. So the Gemara quotes v'shilach v'shilcha shashliach ha'isu shliach. So that's when the Mordechai quotes sometimes yes, sometimes no. Whenever it's mili, so then the rule is en shliach ha'isu shliach. So this, of course, this is all on the assumption, like Rashi, that's the poshim shat nimar, that the whole chisorna mili lo mimsra lo shliach means the shliach rishon cannot transmit it to the shliach sheni. Doesn't go mili la mimsu on the shliach that you cannot appoint the shliach at all and a matter of mili. No, you can appoint. You can appoint the shliach to be magdish at behena. Just ain't shliach, it's a shliach. That's the reason.
Yeah.
By hafrashas truma, meaning he doesn't give him anything tangible, according to this middle shita. It should also be mili. Amirasa lagavoy, it means after your mafresh. Yeah. But if he just appoints a shliach, according to this middle shita, it'll also be mili. That shliach rishon cannot appoint a shliach sheni. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. Is it a psychological peda here that if the Baal authorizes someone to write the get, he cannot authorize someone else? If it's psychology, then you have to judge matona. The psychology doesn't apply in get. The psychology does apply. He doesn't want the whole world to know that he's getting divorced. As far as the fact that he's giving a matona, why not? Let everybody know that I'm friendly with this person. He's not embarrassed. He doesn't want the whole world to know that he doesn't know how to write.
Does peda now ask him something logical, meaning if he just wants to make it bigger himself, which does not make sense.
Yeah, like over here. Like he says, only give the get with the right hand, not with the left hand. Well, why does that make any sense at all?
I mean, the that he didn't make him a shvira from the guy from the left hand.
Yeah, it's an unreasonable peda. I remember I was once by a Chassidish Rebbe, so everybody was taking Shirayim. So there was a pidyon haben, I remember. So it was a subservice, it was a buffet style. So I held the plate in my right hand. The Rebbe was giving out Shirayim, so I held out my left hand. So the Rebbe wouldn't give me. He said, you have to put the plate in your left hand. You have to take the Shirayim with the right hand. It's an unreasonable peda. No, if you're doing a mitzvah, so it's always preferable to do the mitzvah with your right hand. I guess the Rebbe helps a mitzvah to take the shirayim. But you give a get, that's not a mitzvah. So that's absolutely by the get. It's absolutely unreasonable to pay them. And still, whenever there's a pay to the bow, so the get is no good. The Gemara has a machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Ishlokish.
When you want to get rid of your wife, you're a mitzvah.
The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, legarish beget, but the Pashta says it does mean it's a mitzvah. It means like the Rambam writes, one of the mitzvahs is Shiyah hanageh b'meis tamei, Shiyah hazav tamei, Shiyah hametzorah tamei. What is a mitzvah? It's a din. So the Gaonim counted parshios. When the Gaonim made the minyan mitzvah, so they often counted, not everything they counted is to put on tefillin and to say Kriya Shema, and to count Sefiras HaOmer, they counted parshios. So the Rambam rejected most of their parshios, but some of the parshios he does count. So here he just counts, he includes in the minyan mitzvah, Shiyah Azav Tomei, Shiyah Metzorah Tomei, he's counting this parsha. Shiyagarish Abal B'Ksav, it means the parsha's gerishin is counted as a mitzvah. But it does mean that if there would be a mitzvah, Tosfos said in the beginning, there are no lechatchilas, there are isa by get. Lechatchilas on the shayach by mitzvah. By a matir, there's no lechatchilas. But the rabbanon, you have dinim lechatchilas by get, and not me'ati b'riyev. But you can't have lechatchilas, there are isa by get, because it's exactly that's why, because it's not a mitzvah. If it would have been a mitzvah, then it would have been lechatchilas b'imin. Everyone should do bimin, but it's not. Chalitza is a mitzvah. So chalitza lechatchila should certainly be done bimin. We even tell the yevama she should put the left hand behind her back, and she should do the chalitza only with her right hand. There's a Mishnah. Mishnah says chalitza b'smol chalitza b'sula. So the emes of pshat in the Mishnah means chalitza b'smol. She took the shoe off of his left foot. It doesn't mean she took the shoe off with her left hand. It means she took the shoe off of his left foot. But there's a Taisus in Chulin, in the first parak, around that Kofa, so the Taisus seems to have understood the Mishnah, Chaltza b'smol, Chalitza b'sula, she does it with her left hand. So Taisus says, how can it be? But the din is Gidem, is Choletzis b'shineh. What if the Yuvama doesn't have any arms? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the middle of Sanhedrin, Gidem is, she has no arms, Choletzis b'shineh. She can do the Chalitza by taking off the shoe with her teeth. So you see that you don't need the hands at all. So how can you say that if you do the chalitza with your left hand, it's not good? The Taz says, no, it's worse. If you have a hand and you did it with the left hand, it's no good. But if you have no hands, then Gidem is chalitza b'shinah. So all the Achrayim is, they don't understand the Taz. The Mishnah clearly is not talking about right hand, left hand. The Mishnah is talking about right foot, left foot of the Yovam, not the left hand. But that's the minig. We insist that the Yavama should put her left hand behind her back, and she should. It's a bow on top of a double knot, so it's not so easy to untie a double knot with only one hand. So we tell her that she has to do a difficult job.
Mm-hmm. It's different than the Maisikdushin.
We say a bracha. That's what the Reform Rabbi argued with Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he was once going on an airplane. He always went every week. So he once saw a Reform Rabbi there, and he was all angry. Why they'll remarry a woman without a get? So he walked over and he started arguing with the Shagids. Why they permit an Eishes Ish to remarry? So he said, Dr. Soloveitchik, I'm surprised at you. You don't know that in a 1924 convention in Pittsburgh, we decided that it's okay. That you don't need a get. So what do you mean you decided? What right did you have to decide? It's a din in the Torah. Baruch Shalom said. So he said, Dr. Soloveitchik, I'm surprised at you. You don't know the Talmudic dictum that dina de malchus adina. So he said, that doesn't apply over here. What about marriage ceremony? You let them get married by the justice of the peace. You do a marriage ceremony. So the halacha requires you have to do it. So Dr. Soloveitchik, I don't understand. There's a big difference. When you get married, you recite a blessing. So that shows that it's a mitzvah. When you get divorced, you don't recite a blessing. That's not a mitzvah. So that's plain dinim. So dinim, the machlus of dinim, the law of the land applies. So he said, what they said is correct, that when you get married, it's a mitzvah. When you get divorced, not a mitzvah. You don't say a bracha. But still, it's isa v'heter. In isa v'heter, dinim machlus doesn't apply. Dinim machlus only applies in dinim mamonis. When you talk, don't say a bracha. In the beginning of the Abu Dram, there's a long tshuva, but Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat that was sent to the Ravid. The Ravid looked up to this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. He was a god l'ador, apparently. A little known figure, the Niri quotes him every so often, this Rabbi, by name, Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. So the Ravid asked him, when do you say Brichas HaMitzvah and when not? And when do you say Allah and when do you say Le? So Geit Avek, a long tshuva, page after page of the tiny letters in the old print of the Abu Dram, he gives you all the clumps. So he discusses, why don't you say a bracha when you give a get? Isn't it a mitzvah? So he says that usually, really you should have said a bracha, but he says usually when people are getting divorced, it's an avera, because they should have worked out, they should have worked on Shalom Bayis, and they didn't. So therefore, they were never misakin a bracha, because in most of the cases of a divorce, it's bavera, it's not a mitzvah. So even in the case of where it is a mitzvah, even in the case where it is a mitzvah, bracha is not recited. But we usually assume not like his answer. We usually assume that gerushin is b'chalal not a mitzvah. It's a matir. Giving a get is a kinyan shtar. It's matir. It's not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a maisa mitzvah.
When do chazal, what are the dorim, when do chazal say that after getting a divorce is a maisa mitzvah? When is it actually considered a mitzvah?
When the woman is not observing Taras HaMishpacha, or she doesn't want to cover her hair, whatever. So the Mishnah has cases where it's a mitzvah to divorce your wife. If you think you'll get a better wife. If you think the next try will be better. If the next try won't be better, so stay with this witch. Don't look for someone else. Yeah, this Mishnah on Amud Aleph is talking how maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. So there's no problem of a fun and after, fun and after. Mishnah on Amud Beis is talking maybe get the Medina Sayyam. So he has to say the fun and after. So what's it going to help? He's going to say, Shliach is the Shliach, and he's going to give the get to the Shliach Sheni. But the Shliach Sheni, when he gives the get, can't say the fun and after. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says the solution. Let the Shliach Rishon say the fun and after, and he gives over the get to the Shliach Sheni. Then the Shliach Sheni, when he delivers the get, he just says Shliach Beznani. What do you mean Shliach Beznani? Beznani appointed me as a Shliach. Beznani not the Balabatim to appoint as a Shliach. Means I was appointed a Shliach Sheni by the Shliach Rishon under the auspices of a Beznani, and that means that it was all taken care of. And they'll ask him, do you know the Beznani took care of the Fanach? He says, yeah, I know that the Beznani took care of the Fanach. So that's how the Mishnah says. Then the Gemara says, not only is it true the Shliach Rish makes a Shliach Sheni, even the Shliach Sheni makes a Shliach Shlishi, Shliach Revi, it's also legitimate. And each time, because it says Achron, the Gemara proves it, because it says in the Mishnah, Ein Shliach Achron. If it's only Shliach Sheni, you don't call it Achron. Achron means that there are more than two. Then the Gemara says, whatever number Shliach it is, Shliach number 2, 3, 4, 5, he should always say, should always be done in the presence of the Bezna, should always say Shliach Beznani. Then the Gemara quotes that Ravashi, the Aldusa, he had this Einfall, that the Shliach Rishon appoints the Shliach Sheni, and then he drops dead. The Shliach Rishon dies, not that the Baal dies. The Baal dies as a Mishnah. The Baal appoints the Shliach la'ilochas haget, and the Baal dies and get la'hamisa. Then we had a Mishnah in the first pair. But that's no good. But if the Baal is still alive, the Shliach Rishon appoints the Shliach Sheni, and then the Shliach Rishon dies. So Ravashi, the Aldusa, thought that that's not valid, because the Shliach Sheni is not only Shluch Shalom Kemoisa of the Baal, he's also Shluch Shalom Kemoisa of the Shliach Rishon. Once he dies, the whole thing is off. So Mar Baravashi, the son of Ravashi, says, my father changed his mind on that one. That's what he said, be I'll do so, and it's not correct. The Shliach Rishon has the ability to appoint the Shliach Sheni, but the Shliach Sheni isn't Shluch Shalom Kemoisa of the Shliach Rishon. He's the Shluch Shalom Kemoisa of the Baal. So as long as the Baal is alive, everything is fine. Then the Gemara has a difficult Gemara by the first wide line, the difficult Gemara about the Shliach Shalanitan Legerishim, that you got to figure out what's going on here. So, Belinetta, maybe Sunday we'll try to figure that out. Is this building open on Sunday? The parade? Anyway, I'll give a shiur 9:15. So either in this building, there are no signs that there. So either in this building over here. My guess is the building is probably going to be locked. In June, I think it's locked. So if the building is locked, so we'll find a room already, 101, 102, in the other building. Monday and Tuesday, I won't be here. Mr. Elif is getting married. He decided to marry a girl from California. So I'm going to his wedding. So that's going to kill Monday and Tuesday. But Wednesday, I think I'll be back.